Blog Talk Radio.
Hello all, welcome back to Welcome to My World. It's Dominique here with you as always. And tonight we are, forgive the noise there. If I am on the air now, forgive me for the dead air there. If we're on the air finally, we appear to be having some issues, unfortunately, on Blog Talk Radio's end, which is not good on a busy night like this. Gosh, they better get their stuff together, huh? So I do apologize. Please forgive me for the dead air there, the momentary dead air. We are going to be speaking as long as Blog Talk Radio kind of holds up its end of the bargain in that it's able to host my show. We'll be talking with some people who are live on the ground in Philly at the DNC. And I do hope you're all able to hear me right now. I apologize profusely for the dead air and the lack of being able to start on time. Again, that is not on my end. I am prepared and ready to talk Bernie to you, as my friend Matt Stewart would say. So I am here ready to talk Bernie with you, and I hope that this call will last and won't be dropped, and that the show will proceed in its normal fashion. So we are waiting on a couple of callers that we talked with a moment ago to call in, and I'm going to go ahead and give them a shout-out, let them know that the technical difficulties that we've been experiencing are apparently, hopefully, at an end, and I'm going to let them know to go ahead and give us a call. So we're going to let them know that we're on the air now, and that the technical difficulties, hopefully, are at an end. Hopefully, and we are just waiting on a couple of people to call in. So we have a couple of friends at the DNC who were having a little bit of trouble, not only calling out and texting out, but even just getting on Facebook, broadcasting live video, that sort of thing. And so I'm hoping that, you know, this isn't a sort of a manufactured problem. Unfortunately, oftentimes when a big political event or rally is hosted like that, the connection for people with phones and devices that use data is purposely slowed, which to me feels a little bit like an infringement on free speech. If you've got more information on that and you feel that's not the case, I'm happy to allow you to kind of explain why that's something that's acceptable to do. Again, it, to my mind, it seems a little bit like something that is a bit of an infringement upon free speech. And certainly, if you're paying for the data and you're paying for the internet services and what have you, you should be able to have access to them at all times, right? So this seems a tad bit problematic to me. So while we're waiting for a couple of call-ins, I am going to go ahead and just give you guys a little bit of an update on what's taking place right now. At the Democratic National Convention, there have been a wide range of protests, a very wide range of protests. There is a lot going on over there right now, friends, so tune in. Check out Periscope for more up-to-the-date, up-to-the-moment information. And please feel free to stick with us. We will give you every piece of information that we have. We will not let you leave this show being uninformed. So right now, and I want to credit my sources appropriately, according to three or four delegate friends and callers and listeners, apparently Bernie did address the delegates this morning, and I did actually see that myself, but I want to report to you what my delegate friend said, because he said, she said doesn't fly with me. So My delegate friends are telling me that, as I saw on Periscope, and as many of you probably did as well, Bernie addressed the delegates this morning to kind of shock and awe on their part, to a flurry of boos when he called for the endorsement of Hillary Clinton and for the delegates in question to kind of have Hillary's back and to step up for Hillary. So you can see that there's still a lot of tension in the air, folks. This race certainly has not been won by Hillary. This is a very contentious race still, and whether or not Hillary does end up officially getting the nomination, you know, there may be people out there who have a bit of a moral problem voting for her. And I respect and understand that. And in fact, at this juncture, I am not going to speak on my opinions about that. I'm sure that many of you probably have some sort of an opinion on where you think I stand, but I'm going to simply kind of hint at the fact that my stance on this might surprise you. It might not, but we may speak about it later. At this point, I don't think that it would be appropriate for me to chime in with my thoughts on the matter. I'd like to hear yours. And for those of you who would like to join us and call in, whether you're at the convention or not, please do feel free to use the guest call-in number and do select that you would like to talk and not just listen when you call in. That number is, so are you ready, folks? Pull up your iPhone notes or pull out a piece of paper and a pen. So here it comes. Here's the guest call-in number. That is 1-929-477-2694. Once again, that guest call-in number is 1-929-477-2694. And I would be happy to hear your perspective. As always, friends, please do keep it respectful and on point. Respectful and on point goes a long way with us here at Welcome to My World, both with myself and my friends who have assisted me in writing and producing and answering calls. So certainly keeping it topically relevant is a positive in our world. And let's be honest, our show is all about our world. So please do feel free to call in. I'm going to give you that number one more time. Looks like we've got a few, very few listener calls here on the line. The guest call-in number, if you'd like to chat, is 1-929-477-2694. Again, that's 1-929-477-2694. I am going to go ahead and check in with the live coverage of the debate right now, if you'll bear with me for just a moment, please. And right now, excuse me, please, we're going to go to the MSNBC website. I know I'm hearing hisses and boos already in my head. You don't have to tell me. I know you're hissing and booing out there, but that is a channel that is covering this, so we're going to go check it out. MSNBC. We're going to check out their live coverage right now and see what's happening. Okay. And a moment ago, it looked like they were still introducing sort of warm-up speakers. And that's okay with us. We just want to know what happens when Bernie goes up there and speaks. Look, this show is not all about Bernie. Certainly, we talk about Bernie a fair bit. But it's about what's going on in the world. And right now, Bernie happens to be very relevant and very just a topic of interest, certainly. So we know where Hillary's coming from, right? We know that Hillary is supposed to be getting the nomination today, well, throughout the convention at some point. And we know that Hillary is, like I said, the presumptive nominee. And we know that Hillary Clinton is a bit more of a middle-of-the-road Democrat. Some might call her a Dino Democrat in name only. And I have, in fact, heard a few people call her that. So it's a very contentious issue, right? Whether or not we support her, so is Bernie. Whether or not we support Bernie, and gosh, so is whether or not we support Trump. They're all very polarizing figures, to be sure. Now, for those of you who really just don't have the basic information for whatever reason, and no judgment if that's the case, Donald Trump has become the nominee for the Republican Party. There was a big to-do over Republican exit, where supposedly Republican folks were going to exit the party. I believe a few delegates did end up leaving the party, but it wasn't as kind of big as it was going to be made out to be. And so I don't know if that's really a good thing or a bad thing. Probably it's a not surprising thing. Either way, people did really unite under Trump in the Republican Party. And I feel that that is telling. It's very telling of where people stand, what their views are, and really what they want for this country. And people, of course, you know, many of us did unite under Bernie. I supported Bernie, and I continue to be a supporter of Bernie Sanders, and I do continue to sort of just admire his ideals. Of course, if he's not the nominee, and it looks like he may not be, all right, okay, I'm going to proceed accordingly. And as I said, I'm not going to go into my opinions on that matter, but certainly I am a Democrat, and it's been said that there may be sort of a Demexit. That hashtag has been trending on Twitter and Facebook, on social media websites, the Demexit hashtag. So it does appear that that movement may actually be gaining a little bit more steam than the Republican exit hashtag, and the movement accordingly kind of following it just fizzled out. So, but Demexit appears, you guys, to be a thing. Today we've been watching the rallies. We've been keeping really close, a really close eye on the rallies. We've been really following what's going on Periscope and on live Facebook video. That is so important, I think, when you're trying to get a real idea of what's going on out there, because the news channels really are kind of swayed by many different factors and what stories they will and will not cover. And people just going out there and broadcasting on their own are going to, of course, not be swayed by sponsors or what have you. They're going to cover whatever they feel is interesting and relevant. So do download Periscope and Buzzer if you have the chance. And definitely watch for live Facebook videos. And I do apologize. The cat has decided to be incredibly noisy in the background. I do have an office that is generally well soundproofed, but apparently my normally quiet cat has chosen this time to make a huge fuss, like the loudest possible fuss she could make ever. Apologies. I can't control every noise that comes up, and of course, you know, Annie likes exercising control over our viewership. And if you're a client of mine and you come into my home office ever, you'll know that Annie likes to exercise control, because let's be honest, she's the boss. I just live here. I pay the bills. She's the queen of the house, though, right? As all of you who have animals know. So we're going to check in right now live with the NBC News coverage and see what is being said, what's going on, and whether it looks like the First Lady is about to speak or whether, you know, that's already happened. We're not getting a real good time frame estimate on who's speaking when. This could be strategic, but it also could just be that, you know, they're at this big convention and they don't want people to plan around a speech that is going to end up maybe not happening in the time frame that they hoped it would. So don't read too much into it off the bat. So here we go, checking in. I'm sure there will be some commercials coming up. Let's see what's being said. Oh, good gravy. It's Donald Trump. I think I'm going to just turn the volume down there until that passes. Right? I mean, did any of you want to hear Donald Trump? Hell, I don't. Let's be honest. All right, the show is about honesty, among other things. So it looks like we've got a couple callers calling in. And I'm going to just check in here briefly with the live broadcast. All right, it looks like we may have Keith on the line here. One moment. I'm going to try to answer this. It looks like there's like a 10-second hold time. All right, welcome.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent, thanks.
How's it going over
what?
There?
I'm sorry?
How's it going over there at the convention, or in Philly, rather?
Yeah, it's going great. It's amazing. The energy here is phenomenal. It's filled with love and Bernie and standing up for, all the things against corruption. And
yeah.
It's really great to see.
And what kind of rallies and protests have you been seeing while you've been there? It looks like there are a great number of them happening.
Yeah, there's more than I could describe and tell you about. At the center of Philadelphia is the city center and the town hall there. And basically from early in the morning throughout the day, there's organizations and people are chanting and protesting right there at the city hall. There's marches that leave and every few hours, going right down Broad Street, down to Franklin Delano Roosevelt Park. There's climate change rallies. There's all kinds of stuff, marches against, for stomping out poverty. If you miss one march, the good news is there's another one coming up.
That's wonderful. I love that.
Yeah.
Do we have any news? I mean, I don't know that you would even, have it if there were news, but do we have any news on when Bernie might be speaking tonight? I'm having a hard time getting nailing down, a time frame on that.
Yeah, I don't have a specific time frame, but they are saying that he will be speaking this evening. And so, Michelle Obama and a few others are going to be speaking. And so we're all, anxiously awaiting and looking forward to hearing what Bernie has to say.
Yeah, and it looks like this morning he addressed a crowd of, I suppose, delegates to just thunderous boos because he mentioned that they should be supporting Hillary Clinton, which I thought was really kind of cool to see in that he's got so much support still. Were you expecting this? I mean, I know you've been a really fervent Bernie supporter. Were you expecting this level of support for him at the convention?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you see that support throughout the city. I've heard estimates of, 750,000 people, upwards of over a million people. And, the city is packed and filled with Bernie signs and Bernie love and, and the endless wars and, everything that Bernie stands for. There is so much support here and, they're diehards. Hillary doesn't represent the ideals or values that most Bernie people have, whether that's endless wars or, whatever it is, there's a very big split and the DNC is not united. And we're just actually, we are coming from a Jill Stein rally. We got rained out heavily, but got cut short, unfortunately. She has, she's offered Bernie, if he rescinds his endorsement of Hillary and endorses the Green Party, they've offered him the driver's seat, and so, Bernie
really?
Is a very smart man. Yes, they have. And then the Green Party's on the ballot in Illinois. We have huge support there. We had over 50,000 signatures to get the Green Party on the ballot. They have their nominating convention next week, I believe, or coming up soon thereafter. And, and so things are very, Bernie is a very smart man. He is on the inside of the Blue Democratic Party. And so he needs to play by certain rules and certain games that we don't always understand.
You're right.
But he's a very smart man, and he plays those games. He knows how Congress rolls and operates. He knows how the Democratic Party is. And, and we're all so anxious to look for that path in that way. And it will become clear, you know, and people really need to vote their conscience, I would say, this year.
Yes.
More so than any other.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. I know it seems to me that there is a bit of a movement within the Democratic Party to really, and I'm not telling anyone what they should do. Like you said, vote with your conscience. But there seems to be a movement within at least one side of the Democratic Party that's sort of trying to shame people that are out there saying, look, I'm going to vote with my conscience.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying things like, yeah, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you want free stuff. You're being a whiny, sore loser, and it's like, gosh,
mm-hmm.
Sure. I suppose is that possible with a person here or there that they might just be a sore loser, right? Sure, possibly, but how likely is it that these people who so adamantly supported Bernie and went out there and did the work, how likely is it that somebody like that is just going to be whiny and a sore loser? I think the likelihood of them doing that is just so small. They're voting with their conscience, and I wish people would respect that. I don't know what you feel about that, but I wish people would respect the fact that Some of us are voting with our consciences.
Absolutely, and not just only with your conscience, but with your morals and your values. And you can say that, you know, the reason that we are in this mess in the first place is because we continually don't vote our values, and we continually vote the lesser of one evil or another. And fear-based politics and triangulation and pushing and shaming people into actually, you know, into saying, well, you know, if you don't vote for Hillary, then Clinton, Trump's going to win. Well, you know, the truth is, if Hillary Clinton were not, if she wasn't such a weak candidate, that we wouldn't be in this place in the first place. And, you know, I heard a very, very scary thing that, you know, it's not just the swing states that, you know, that Trump is now almost leading, but it's even in states like Connecticut and Oregon that could end up voting Republican because the Democratic National Committee and Party is putting up their weakest candidate. And if they're so concerned about beating this horrible man that's known as Trump, well, then they should put up their best and strongest candidate against that. They're both in bed. And so long as people keep voting, you know, for the lesser of two evils and not voting for their conscience and their values, we will end up in this kind of situation.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think that people have been so used to, and tell me if you agree on this or not, but I think over the years people have been so used to referring to the Democratic Party as the party of social values and social justice, but they haven't actually noticed that we haven't been following up on those values or holding our promises at all on them.
Right. So, you know, and really what you can say you know about the Democratic Party right now, you know, they're against Trump, and so are we, so is Bernie, right? So we got that taken care of, right? Then you know that the Democratic Party is, you know, they're for LGBTQ, right? We got that. But after that, we don't really know what the Democratic Party actually stands for. And, you know, they don't really endorse much after that. And what's a really scary thing is if you look at the Democrats.org website, you would expect to find a Democratic website, right? But when you look there, you'd expect to see, you know, the candidates, you know, Hillary and Bernie. But right there on the main page, they don't even list the Democratic candidates. There's a link to Trump.
Wow.
And I'm like, what kind of web page, Democratic web page is this? And,
this
you know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, so it really just what it says is that, you know, Wall Street is a big endorser for Hillary, and Hillary takes, you know, her son-in-law is a hedge fund manager. Hillary's engagements with the big banks, and the Wall Street will win with either a Clinton victory or a Trump victory. Wall Street wins regardless, and so long as we we allow that, then our own values and principles and interests of what really matters in life, which we're all really human, right? You know, we all really want the same thing. We want a nice, you know, healthy place to live. We want our grandparents or parents to be okay, our kids to come up in a good, healthy, safe environment where they can afford to go to school, you know, and where health care is available, and we're not running around the world creating endless wars. And
we want to have a world to continue to live in, and if we do continue, like you said, to support candidates that support things like TPP and the pipelines and that sort of thing, then how long is our world going to be here for us to live in, truly? I mean, I've done a little bit of reading on the donors that are supporting Hillary and Trump, of course, too, and many of them are just, you know, oil companies and companies that really have a vested interest in continuing down the path of climate change. And it's like, you know, we've got to have a world to live in the first place in order for us to continue to exist, guys. Come on. This is just basic information here.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You know, and we're seeing the suffrages of NAFTA and jobs being offshored and the race to the bottom for the workers, and the TPP is going to amplify that. And, you know, and climate change, which is our true number one issue, isn't even on discussion, really, with a Clinton campaign or a Trump campaign. And, you know, we've killed off 40% of our marine life. In the last 40 years, 40% of the ocean life is dead. And we can't wait. You know, it's not going to be around. You know, how is the ocean going to look in 40 years, you know, when it's completely dead? And what's the world going to be? And we can't allow either a Clinton or a Trump presidency, in my opinion, you know, unless you have it totally made and you're a billionaire and you can go live off on your own little world, you know, but most people I know aren't billionaires. We all like to think that we're not working class, but the truth be told is if you're getting up Monday through Friday to go to work, well, guess what? You're working class.
You're working class. And I think that actually, thanks for bringing that up, because I think that's a really a point that sets our country apart and not maybe in a positive way from other countries. Many other countries, you know, their citizens are not looking to become billionaires. They're looking to live a stable, happy life where, as you said, their parents, their children, and themselves are taken care of. That's all they're looking for. And we're over here, many of us, and the mentality in the United States supports this, that you should all, you know, shoot for the top. To have a regular 9-to-5 job is just not respectable and not what you should be looking for in life. And I think that's really a flawed mentality.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
And then we've got, you know, the polar ice caps here that are melting at such a huge rate. In the meantime, while we're all trying to step on each other making money, that we may not have dry land left to live on. And that's not an over-exaggeration.
Right.
But,
you know,
what my point is, of course, what is Hillary planning to do about any of that? And as you said, nothing, apparently.
Not enough, and that's definitely for sure. You know, she's still pro-fracking. And fracking is a dangerous thing. The state of Oklahoma now has 3 magnitude 3 earthquakes a day. And the citizens there are terrified. They don't know. They can't leave. Their houses are being shaken to the ground, literally. And, you know, and the damages and the water. And you know, to pretend that fracking is okay, it's not. You know, it is atrocious this year, right? Before the California primaries, that the state of California and even, you know, our President Barack Obama endorsed offshore fracking right there in off of like Monterey Bay and these pristine areas that cannot endure any kind of you know, contamination or pollution. And, you know, people say, well, we're not sure if, you know, climate, you know, change is from us or not. The one thing we do know is that we pollute. We pollute like mad. And that is undeniable. And, you know, it's unsustainable. And we need to really focus on a sustainable economy with sustainable jobs. And transition our workers from oil-based technology onto green technology.
Yes, and it's both cheaper and more effective in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we may possibly have Bernie coming in to speak here. I'm trying to figure out whether we've got him here or not. But you know what? You're more than welcome to stay and continue talking with us, or if you'd like to go watch Bernie, I'm not going to keep you here to hold you hostage. But either way, I appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely.
Here.
Well, I can go off for a little bit, and then I can try and call back in later if you'd like. But it's
Please
been
do.
Phenomenal
Please
being
do.
Here in Philadelphia. The people are awesome. Free hugs. People are hugging. You know, the police are the friendly police that we've seen. You know, and they actually like Bernie and Bernie supporters and Bernie rallies. I talk with them, and I'm like, is this better
Wonderful.
Than the Trump rally? And they're like, hell yeah, you know. And so, you know, and yeah, you know, and that's what it is. You know, people being involved, running for office, getting involved, stepping into an uncomfortable position sometimes a little bit, but it gets more comfortable.
God, yes.
You will find friends, and we all need to do that. We all need to step up and, you know, be involved in our city, our county government, county boards, or, you know, something.
Yes.
And,
which is,
you know,
what I am running for right now. And, in fact, we have, I believe, at least eight or ten Bernie supporters who actually decided to run for local government only because Bernie inspired them, which
awesome.
I think is, yes. So,
yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and that's exactly what the Tea Party GOP Congress did, is they, you know, they had their people and they started in early, and, you know, change comes from outside, comes from the bottom. Change does not, it very rarely comes from within the Democratic Party or the Republican for that matter. And, you know, so being on the outside, but still working on the inside and rising up and being involved and finding something. And there's so many ways. And once you start getting involved, you'll find something people love and you'll love, and it really works out. And it's a great experience, actually. So,
absolutely, and I know you've done that as well, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Exactly.
So thank you
Please.
For having me on your show, Dominique. It's I hope Bernie
me.
Comes on here soon. And
I hope so, we'll see.
Yes,
we'll
hope so
see.
Too. Cool.
We'll see what happens, and we may talk with you later. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so thank you again to Keith for joining us. And you know what? I'm so delighted to just have people calling in, writing in, posting on social media about what their experience at the DNC has been like, why they're there. As Keith spoke about just now, why it means so much to them to support their candidate. And from what I've heard, the most meaningful stories and the most deeply touching stories have about support and why have come from Bernie supporters. Because, you know, like it or not, and this certainly isn't meant as a jab. It really isn't. But like it or not, the Hillary supporters are kind of supporting her out of common sense from what I've heard. From every single story I've heard, it's all common sense, lesser of two evils. It's not about, you know, fervent support and feeling moved by her and what have you. And to me, I do believe that that speaks volumes. I do believe that that absolutely speaks volumes. And, you know, I'll even give the Trump supporters credit for that. I believe that many of them do feel, and I'm certainly not going to say whether this is or is not correct, but many of them feel that Donald Trump somehow represents their beliefs and that what he says resonates with them. Whereas, again, with Hillary Clinton, I'm not seeing that. I'm not hearing that. And you know what? If you disagree, please do feel free to call in. I'm not going to jump all over you. I'd like to hear your point of view, especially if you're at the convention right now and you're a Hillary supporter. Again, I'm not here to jump all over anybody. I'm not here to jump to conclusions. No jumping of any kind here, okay, tonight. So please feel free to call in. And our guest call-in number is 1-929-477-2694. Again, that's 1-929-477-2694. I'd be happy to hear what you have to say. And, again, to all the people out there on the ground in Philly who are watching these protests, watching speeches, taking advantage of their position over there at or close to the convention, please feel free to call in and let me know what's going on the ground there. As I mentioned before, and I am so thankful that Keith's phone service worked there. I did hear a couple of moments where he cut out just a little bit. Thankfully, it wasn't too drastic. But as I mentioned, I've been hearing that there's been a bit of trouble, maybe more than a bit of trouble, with calling out, texting out, getting online, broadcasting live. Could it be that lots and lots of data is being used and that the, you know, Wi-Fi servers or what have you are just not able to handle the traffic? Yeah, it could be, but as I also mentioned and touched on earlier, oftentimes when there's a big political rally or event of some kind taking place, the Secret Service or some organization related to the political parties will step in, maybe even law enforcement will step in and kind of shut down or just slow down connections and services, possibly to give the media a boost and to give the media sort of a head start on broadcast, possibly because, God forbid, if anything were to happen, they don't want it being broadcast live. I mean, if anything tragic were to happen, they don't want it being broadcast live. But, you know, again, to me, I think that's a bit of an infringement on our rights for free speech, on our rights as consumers who have purchased these services and are paying for services that function properly and not, you know, aborted services that just aren't going to work. So that is my position on that. And, you know, let me know if you know more on that subject. I've certainly attended quite a number of Bernie rallies in this past, well, 3 or 4 years. I was going to Bernie rallies well before he actually ran for president. I went and met with him over at Tommy Nevin's Pub in, I believe, Evanston in North Chicago. For those of you who don't know, Bernie did go to school here in Chicago. And we're getting a list of speakers here. Bernie is at the end of this list. It looks like the list of speakers consists of Jason Collins, Sarah Silverman, who is absolutely wonderful. I like Sarah Silverman. She is also a fervent Bernie supporter. So it makes sense why she's so awesome, right? Not that I'm showing my bias at all. So we've got Jason Collins, Sarah Silverman, performance by Paul Simon, which is very cool. I'm looking forward to that. Eva Longoria, Cory Booker, love Cory Booker, Michelle Obama, Elizabeth Warren, and then Bernie. So that is the list and the order in which people are going to be speaking tonight. I hope to be able to cover at least some of it, and we do hope to kind of see the actual proceedings start and the actual speakers come out on stage kind of soon. Let's hope that the lateness of the hour is, you know, not going to infringe upon our ability to see the speakers that are going to be featured. I mean, that certainly would not be ideal.
So I'm looking right now at the live broadcast, and I'm not going to broadcast it all for you to hear because I don't think that would be appropriate on my end. I'm not standing there. I'm not getting live feed from anyone. I'm just looking at NBC News, and I don't think that would be right. But I will let you know who's speaking and when, like I said, and I will keep you updated as the speakers move forward and, you know, as the convention itself moves forward. It does look like we're getting ready to see somebody speak right now, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be on stage here. It looks like we've got somebody coming out onto stage right now. And we're going to have to see who that is in a minute. We're certainly taking our sweet time tonight. So for now, let me, you know what, I'm going to wait a minute before I do that. At some point, I'm going to try to go back to my Periscope feed and play some clips for you from the protests and the rallies and the marches today. For those of you who were concerned that these rallies, marches, and protests might become violent, I want to let you know that, thankfully, you can allay that concern because it certainly hasn't played out that way. There's been no chair throwing, not that there ever was. There's been no, you know, screaming, swearing, anything like that. There's been no violence. And as Keith just mentioned, and I thank him profusely for mentioning this, as he just mentioned, the police are quite supportive and happy with the rally goers and the protesters, which is really wonderful. And as he also mentioned, the police apparently kind of drew a parallel between the two and did a compare and contrast between Trump rally goers and Bernie rally goers and said, you know, you guys appear to be much more respectful. You guys appear to be much more on point, and it's a pleasure working with you, which is a very nice compliment. So it does appear that the setup here for whatever speaker is on is taking a while. Let's check in with some sound. It does appear that we're just setting up the stage. So I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to scoot over to Periscope. And I'm going to play some clips for you. As I mentioned, it was an absolutely wonderful thing to behold. Everybody was very peaceful. Everybody was articulate. Everybody was really genuinely seemed to be very caring and kind and respectful. And I am certainly proud to be a Bernie supporter right now because we are, you know, I know that there's been a lot made, and I'm certainly not trying to call anybody out in a negative way, but there's been a lot made of how, you know, truculent and how, you know, immature and whiny and just unintelligent, frankly, supposedly, that Bernie supporters are. I have not seen evidence of that. I've seen you know, I was going to name some names, but then I'm like, no, I don't have their data. But I've seen one woman in McHenry County who is an acquaintance of mine who I like and respect, who absolutely went out there, balls out for Bernie at all times. She organized, like, the entire county of McHenry County for Bernie. I mean, this woman was absolutely amazing. And then again, in Door County, another acquaintance, friendly acquaintance up there that, again, went just balls to the wall there and absolutely drew the whole county and even Green Bay together for Bernie. How amazing is that? So these are not, in my humble opinion, and even I went out of state, and a gentleman who is running for county board in McHenry County, two of them actually, two gentlemen running for McHenry County board, went out of state. I mean, you guys, these people are going out of their way. They're taking time off work. They're spending money to go out and get Bernie's message out there. And the states that we visited, I am proud to say, won their primaries. And the only one that didn't was Iowa, and that was basically a tie. So the Iowa caucuses were, like I said, basically a tie. So
in my humble opinion, and in my considered opinion, let's be honest, I don't think that behavior like that is indicative of truculent, childish, immature, individuals. And, you know, I know a couple of people in my own life who, one friend of mine, and I'm not going to call this person out at all, I very much care for this individual, but he has absolutely been on about how millennials, and I actually do fit into that generation, barely, but how us millennials are just like whiny babies, and we want free stuff, and we don't know how the world works. But you know what? I don't see him out there working for Hillary. I don't see him out there supporting his candidate, going out of state, taking time off work, spending money, doing backbreaking work to support his candidate. If one or the other of us was going to be a whiny, immature baby, it isn't me. And I feel very sad to say that, but, you know, that is the case. That is the case. So let's reevaluate, in fact, our opinion of the other side, whatever that might be, whether you're a Trump supporter, a Hillary supporter, or a Bernie supporter. Let's try to take a moment and remind ourselves that the other side, or people supporting your opponent, are not a bunch of, you know, classless fools, right? We actually are thinking people who make decisions for ourselves and who make well thought out decisions and who really genuinely think about things and think things through. Let's not assume to our detriment that the people supporting the other guy or the other gal are all a bunch of idiots, you know, because I think when we do that, we are doing a disservice to ourselves, as I mentioned. And to me, that's a very sad state of affairs. I do hear a lot of people, especially Hillary supporters right now, talking about confirmation bias and how all of us who kind of support Bernie are just operating from a place of confirmation bias. Well, you know what? What goes around comes around. And frankly, it takes one to know one. I hate to say it does. So you feel that we're operating from a place of confirmation bias by wanting to get the facts out there about, you know, what's going on in the DNC. Certainly, I don't believe that the whole Democratic organization is bad. I am a Democrat. I support the Democratic Party, enough said. But I do feel that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was out of line. And I think wanting to get the facts on that is not childish. It's not demanding. It's not silly. It's not ignorant. It's smart. It's smart. We've got to be able to hold our own feet to the fire as well as other people sometimes. And, you know, to do that is not being ignorant. It's not being silly. It's not being high-handed. It's not having confirmation bias. It is being smart and being logical and, you know, executing actions and making decisions that are good for all of us, even if they're, you know, maybe not going to work in our favor or if they're going to be tough to look at. So, again, I don't think that, you know, respectfully, that Bernie supporters are operating from a place of confirmation bias. I think we are looking at the facts. We're trying to take a hard look at things, be honest with ourselves, and, you know, change from the inside. Bernie supporters aren't trying to leave the Democratic Party, and frankly, if that happens, it'll be unfortunate, but I don't think that's what their intended goal was. I think that it's likely that we wanted to change things from the inside, and that if people leave, it might be a personal decision on their part and might have nothing to do with being silly or immature or high-handed or short-sighted or what have you. So just, you know, another perspective to consider. I certainly am not going to tell somebody that their well-thought-out decision was short-sighted because they support a certain candidate. we all support a certain candidate. If we didn't, we wouldn't be kind of fighting back and forth like this. So, like I said, it takes one to know one. We all have confirmation bias. Let's not assign the innate sort of subconscious psychological quality of confirmation bias to only one side of the divide. That's actually very morally bankrupt. It's not okay. So here we are. It doesn't look like there's a lot going on right now at the convention, but I'm going to try to kind of take a look at some of the feeds from Bernie supporters from a little bit ago and see what's going on here. Here is a feed from Michael Candelori on Periscope. I think that if he didn't want his name out there, he probably would not be broadcasting on Periscope, and I do want to just give credit where credit is due. Let's see what's going on here. So this appears to be a march in the rain and thunder. Looks like at least hundreds of people are here, and the chant appears to be, "Hell no, DNC, we won't vote for Hillary." And money isn't free speech. So if you can hear this here, this is from a public Periscope broadcast. I'm sure there's no copyright law that covers that. I am taking a sample from this, and I did give the individual's name who is broadcasting this. So we did seek out some advice about whether or not we can use these clips before we started our show tonight, thankfully. And there seems to be quite a discussion going on here about, you know, which candidate to vote for in the actual comment section. It appears that Fox, among a few other news channels, are there covering the rally, covering the march. And it looks like someone called Kevin Cook is supposed to be appearing there. I am not sure who that is. And there's a lot of contention around this. Wow. Lots of trolls kind of trolling the heck out of this feed. Now let's see, from 9 hours ago, and I did watch some of these protests and rallies live, but this is Dems in Philly, NBCLA, and this is Kenny Holmes, who this is a verified public personality. And let's see what he had to say. This is a public broadcast. Via Periscope. All credit here goes to Kenny Holmes, but this is a public Periscope broadcast. This appears to be a huge march in downtown Philly. I believe Keith is filling us in on that. Wow, looks like thousands of people are there at least. This is very interesting. So if you'd like to check it out on Periscope, please search out Kenny Holmes, and of course you can just look at the hashtag Dem Convention or Democratic Convention and look for broadcasts there. You can hear the sheer number of voices there are just overpowering. And, you know, I think that this sort of agitation and this sort of, you know, public action is really important when it comes to changing the world around us and when it comes to accomplishing goals that just don't look like they're going to be accomplished any other way. And this individual seems to be kind of walking through the protest, getting various perspectives. And this is just, wow, you guys, I am stunned. This is just an absolutely huge, huge, huge protest. My God, this is big. I mean, you can just hear a sea of people out there just converging on Philadelphia and absolutely occupying it, really. I think this is pretty, this is pretty amazing. It really speaks to the commitment to the people that are, you know, looking to continue to support Bernie's ideals. Now, we are going to check in live at the DNC again. And this is a public broadcast on Periscope. Of course, the connection is really tough because they are in this arena, and it looks like connection speeds have been slowed at the very least. But this is Paul Simon. So Paul Simon is on right now. And this is Robin Biro, R-O-B-I-N-B-I-R-O, on Periscope. So unfortunately, though, the connection is a little bit sketchy because of the slowed connection speeds, which we talked about before. So I am going to go ahead and check back in on the MSNBC or NBC News site and see what's going on there. I'm sure we're going to get the same broadcast there as we did via Periscope. So let's check in and see what's going on. Possibly we can keep this broadcast going for long enough to get to Bernie. If not, we'll be back on the air shortly because I do want to discuss what's happening when Bernie speaks. I think that that is going to be a very decisive speech either way. And I'm certainly not predicting that he's definitely going to come out and say, oh, yes, I'm still in the race. But I would like to see what he says either way. And I do support him. Either way. So let's check back in briefly. It does appear that there is a commercial break. Here we are back with Paul Simon. Well, this is kind of an apropos song here. Bridge Over Troubled Water by Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. And Paul Simon is performing this right now at the DNC Live. And I'll allow you to listen in briefly. I'd like to continue to utilize some of the public broadcasting and the viewer-based broadcasts. I think that that is a great resource. A couple people have commented on Periscope here that Paul Simon looks as if he may not be feeling well. I have no information on that, but that is certainly something that's being said. And I'm here to report to you what's going on. I have no comment on that. I do not know anything about that. And here we go with a broadcast directly from the floor. This is with Joe Biggs, and this is from InfoWars. Periscope. Okay. So it does appear that Bernie is going to be speaking shortly, and I want to be very careful not to waste all of my airtime, before Bernie gets on. But I'd like to briefly check in here and just see what's happening. So it does appear that InfoWars and other news organizations are able to connect via Periscope with a better connection and higher connection speed than just your average viewer. And this is all happening live right now. These are not recorded broadcasts. So this is from the floor, again, of the Democratic Convention. And this is apparently Joe Biggs, as I mentioned, via InfoWars. You can find it on Periscope. And the viewership here is very energized, very interested in watching Bernie speak. So I do hope to be back with you shortly here once Bernie gets on.
once Bernie is on stage. We've already moved all the way down to Paul Simon here. So it looks like Eva Longoria, Cory Booker, Michelle Obama, Elizabeth Warren will all be next, and then Bernie Sanders will be on after that. So I'm going to go ahead and end this part of the broadcast. We will be back with at least one more segment tonight after Bernie speaks or potentially while Bernie is speaking. So thanks for joining us here at Welcome to My World. I do want to apologize again for the brief interruption that we experienced earlier. Again, that was not on my behalf. There seems to have been some sort of a problem. Maybe Bernie broke Blog Talk Radio. Okay, guys, maybe that's what happened. So I will be back with you shortly. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Keith. And, again, thanks for listening to Welcome to My World.